Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, oh, and healthcare. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
You own or you control two major hotels in Vegas, one in Reno. The licenses were grandfathered in, so there was no problem with the gaming commission.
Now, my sources tell me that you plan to make a move against the Tropigala.
They tell me that within a week, you're going to move Klingman out. That's quite an expansion. However, it will leave you with one little technical problem. The license will still be in Klingman's name.
Turnbull is a good man.
Yeah, well, let's cut out the bullshit. I don't want to spend any more time here than I have to. You can have the license. Price is $250,000, plus a monthly payment of 5% of the gross. Of all four hotels, Mr. Corleone.
Now, the price for the license is less than $20,000, am I right?
That's right.
Now, why would I ever consider paying more than that?
Because I intend to squeeze you. I don't like your kind of people. I don't like to see you come out to this clean country in your oily hair, dressed up in those silk suits, and try to pass yourselves off as decent Americans. I'll do business with you, but the fact is that I despise your masquerade, the dishonest way you pose yourself. Yourself and your whole fucking family.
Senator, we're both part of the same hypocrisy. But never think it applies to my family.
All right. Some people have to play little games. You play yours. So let's just say that you'll pay me because it's in your interest to pay me. But I want your answer in the money by noon tomorrow. And one more thing. Don't you contact me again, ever. From now on, you deal with Turnbull.
Open that door, sir.
Senator, you can have my answer now if you like. My offer is this. Nothing. Not even the fee for the gaming license, which I would appreciate if you would put up personally.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey!
Good day, Michael. Can you hear me? Good day, Michael. Can you hear me? Michael Bogan.
Then we had another $1.6 billion approved. Now in theory we have $1.3 billion approved. But we're renovating a lot of walls that were basically dilapidated. It's already been done.
is approved to repair existing wall. There are existing levee projects ongoing. Nowhere along the border is new wall being built.
I don't know what's going to happen when artificial intelligence is able to live fact check the president. Extra time we actually have. Jeff Bennett at the White House for us. Thank you. All right, coming up, a judge is considering a gag order for Trump friend and former advisor Roger Stone and Robert Mueller's investigation. We're live at the courthouse after the break. Plus, January's jobs report is in and shows a surge in hiring despite the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, forcing hundreds of thousands to work without pay. I'm joined by Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the White House's Council of Economic Advisors, later in the hour. You're watching MSNBC.
People in a ball game.
Look at
and that's Willie Chase.
Frankie Five.
This committee will come to order. State your name, please.
Franklin Conjoli.
And where were you born?
Puerto Rico, outside of Palermo.
And where do you live now?
I live in an army barracks with the FBI guy.
We have here, finally, a witness that will further testify to Michael Corleone's rule over a criminal empire that controls all of the gambling in this country, and perhaps in other countries. This witness has had no buffer between himself and Michael Corleone. He can corroborate our charges on enough counts for this committee to recommend a charge of perjury against Michael Corleone.
Senator?
Thank you, Chairman.
Mr. Pentangeli, were you a member of the Corleone family? Did you serve under Capo regime Peter Clemenza? Under Vito Corleone, also known as the Godfather?
I never knew no Godfather. I got my own family, Senator.
Mr. Pentangeli, you are contradicting a sworn statement you previously made to me and signed. I ask you again, sir. Here and now, under oath, were you at any time a member of a crime organization headed by Michael Corleone?
I don't know nothing about that. Oh. I was in the olive oil business with his father, but that was a long time ago, that's all.
We have a sworn affidavit. We have it. Your sworn affidavit. That you murdered on the orders of Michael Corleone. Do you deny this confession? And do you realize what will happen as a result of your denial?
Look, the FBI guys, they promised me a deal. So I made up a lot of stuff about Michael Corleone, because that's what they wanted. But it was all lies. Everything. And I kept saying, Michael Corleone did this, and Michael Corleone did that. So I said, sure.
Mr. Corleone, would you kindly identify for the committee the gentleman sitting to your left?
I can answer that. His name is Vincenzo Pentangeli.
Is he related to the witness?
He is, I believe, his brother.
Will he come forward and be sworn, sir?
Sir, this man does not understand English. He came at his own expense to aid his brother in his time of trouble. He's not under subpoena, and his reputation in his own country is impeccable.
Are you saying he knows nothing about these matters?
To my knowledge, nothing.
I'm going to find out what the hell happened here. All right, this committee is now adjourned. The witness is excused.
Senator! Senator! This committee owes an apology! This committee owes an apology. Apology, Senator.
L'onore della famiglia sta a posto. Sta a posto.
Michael Bogan. Michael Bogan.
Michael.
Here.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
Michael.
You're way in the background.
So you can hear me. Hold on. You know what? I had my headset on, and maybe it's the headset that the problem is. Because can you hear me now?
Your voice is very low, but I can hear you.
Okay, hold on. Let me see this here. Why is my voice low? Okay, that's okay. Let me see if I'm audio video level. Let's see. Okay, I'm on video, and it seems like it's very high.
Well, it's not.
Huh.
Whatever, okay. We can work through it. We can work through it.
Okay, let's see here. Let me put this in here. Can you hear me now? Is that better? No.
So far, so good.
Okay. Let's see here. Where's the other one? How about? No.
That's not good.
Huh?
Keep talking. You're going in and out.
Was that good?
I can hear you now. Hello?
Michael, can you hear me now?
That's much better, yes.
Okay, so it's got to be my headphone. It's got to be my headphone. So hold on 1 minute, and I'm going to get another headphone. Hold on 1 minute, and we're going to play something from The Bronx Tale.
This is the Fordham section of the Bronx, my home, a world unto itself. You could get Tenney Ball in 15 minutes from here, but they might as well be 3,000 miles away. That's Mount Carmel Church, and the sound of the bells would fill the neighborhood. On the streets of the Bronx, where I want to be. It was 1960, and doo-wop was the sound on the streets. Standing on the corner. It felt like there was a doo-wop group on every corner back then. What a time it was. The New York Yankees were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates in the World Series, and Mickey Mantle was like a god to me. My dad would take me to Yankee Stadium, and we would watch the Yankees win. That's the Shea Bippy. That's where all the guys hung out, but I'll tell you about them later. That's my building. I live right there on the third floor. 667 East 187th Street. There's my stoop. Right there under that lamppost there stood the man, the number one man in the neighborhood, Sonny. Everybody loved Sonny and they treated him like a god. And in my neighborhood, he was a god. And I would sit on my stoop and watch him all day and all night. But he would never even look at me. Never. Until one day.
Michael, can you hear me?
Hear you now, yes.
Okay, gotta be something with Skype here. So, I guess we will have to just look like it's snowing in Washington again, but anyway, I have to see what the story is because I put two headphones in here and I can't get through. So, and I don't believe it's the computer. So, but I just got this computer back, and I did so. So it had to be something that went wrong between last week and this week because I did it. I worked on this computer last week, so I don't know what could have changed. No idea what could have changed. Anyway, I will go and find out, see what I can do. And we just need to, because I can hardly hear you at all.
Okay, well.
Very, very faint. And that should not be. And I had to call, I couldn't even use, see, I'm not supposed to pay for Skype phone calls. And I had to turn this on to pay for a Skype phone call. So that should not be.
I agree.
So I'm going to, we will just cancel today's show. We only had another 20 minutes left anyway. So I will see in the meantime what's going on.
Okay.
All right.
If you want me to fiddle around with you tomorrow, I'll be happy to help you if you want.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be good. Yeah.
All right. Let me know, kiddo.
I'll let you know. Talk to you.
All right. I'm going back to work.
Okay, go back to work.
Bye
right,
for now.
Good. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea what's wrong, and I can't, if you can hear me, I don't have the headset, I'm talking right through the computer. So, next week, I guess, we'll have to do it next week. And for our last goodbye, I will try to play. Let's see, we got the Godfather theme again. I get to. Here we go, part two soundtrack. Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.